Kincaid and Dallas
podcast.
If you've got a secret that you'd like to share that is eating at your soul and you want to tell us, it's so easy. Jump on our Facebook page, Kincaid and Dallas. Just let us know what that secret is, and we make arrangements to get you on the air. Welcome. Little problem at work, huh? It's always that one guy who thinks he's funny, but he's just super annoying, and no one can get anything done because the guy just won't leave you alone. What did you do in this instance, and what had happened?
Oh, God. So my office is made up of, like, a bunch of cubicles just all mashed together. We're just so close. Like, there are a couple offices off the side for the higher-ups, but we are not those. So we're all together. Mm. I work closely with about 6 or 7 other people. And there's this one guy who, he has been working from home for, a couple years about, and he just got called back into the office and has completely forgotten how to act.
It's happening a lot lately. We hear about this over and over again.
People forget how to be social.
Yeah, they don't know how to, they've been by themselves.
God,
feral.
He's feral. I don't know if he's, like, just trying hard to make us laugh or something, but what he does is he, like, comes in and talks in this really annoying, I don't know if you'd call it, kind of offensive, I don't know, like Super Mario Italian stereotypical voice.
Oh, like the one Garrett does. It's-a me, like that.
Like Luigi.
Or Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Or either Luigi. Dallas, either one of us. No, I'm no better than this guy. I'm sorry.
I can't. I mean, and we work with this other guy who's, he's from an Italian background, and he's got, like, a super Italian last name, and I feel like, this guy's always like, I'm not going to say his real name, but the annoying guy's always like, "Hey, Mr. Mozzarella, what do you have for lunch today? I'm the cappuccino." I mean, I'm not
trying. I shouldn't laugh.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't laugh.
Well, it's maybe funny once, but literally, like, all the time, we're like, dude, the joke is beat. We're over it. So finally, the Italian guy didn't say anything, but I had had enough. I was getting offended, so I just went to HR, like, anonymously and wrote, like, a letter, submitted a letter kind of complaining about this guy.
Yeah, like you filed a complaint.
I did. And
good for you.
Thank you. I mean, so he got, like, called into the office, like the big boy's office. And the next day he came into work, like, super quiet, didn't say one word, and, like, just did his work. And everyone's like, what's up with him? And I know what's up with him. And I'm not telling a soul. It was me.
I kind of believe you don't find it no funny.
You sound Jamaican, but yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Right?
So he's never going to know. You're never going to tell anybody at work. Because once it gets back that you had done this, that's why there's the anonymous tip line. Is everyone happier to be there since this stopped?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I feel a little bad, so that's kind of weighing me down. But hopefully I'll get over that quick.
Thank you for your secret.
You'll be all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you still able to eat pizza?
Yeah, he's not going to say a word about my pizza now.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.